Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 203. We are in the discussion of epileptic seizures, a very common medical condition but known to people and even the medical profession in an unreal manner. As I told yesterday, if the seizures continue for a prolonged period, there can develop some scarring at the corresponding area of the brain. This is, in reality, the neuroglia developed at that specific area. The conventional medicine may call it as brain tumors and the seizures as brain tumor seizures, interpreting that the seizures are caused due to the brain tumor. Attempts to remove such a brain tumor, alleging it to be the focus of epilepsy, is likely to cause more damaging results like irreversible paralysis. Another point to remember here is that an epileptic seizure can originate in some part of the motor cortex and then becomes generalized. For example, bronchial muscles, laryngeal muscles, or the striated muscle part of the ventricles called as heart epilepsy. In such cases, the usual weakness or paralysis of skeletal muscles need not necessarily precede the epileptic attack. In many cases of epileptic seizures, they come in recurrent fashion and they are caused by the conflict lapses being set on tracks that were established when the original motor conflict took place. In most of the cases, there will be some warning signals preceding the seizures known as epileptic aura. They also can turn out to be additional tracks for the promotion of further seizures. In such cases, the original motor conflict may not be very relevant at all. Loss of consciousness is a common accompanying symptom during an epileptic seizure. Such seizures are called absence seizures. This happens because there occurs a concurrence between the epicrisis of the motor conflict and the healing phase of a conflict related to the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortex. In cases of petit mal type of epileptic seizures, the absence lasts for few seconds only. Febrile convulsions known as febrile seizures are another type of common medical conditions characterized by twitchings of the arms or legs or both with tonic-clonic motor activity, loss of consciousness or absence, and fever. Because it happens with fever, it is known as febrile seizures. Body temperature can go greater than 38 degrees centigrade or 100.4 degree Fahrenheit. This rise of temperature can be of two reasons. One, if the motor epicrisis coincides with the healing phase of middle ear infections, bronchitis, mononucleosis, or a sore throat called strep throat. There will be almost the same conflict situation of motor conflict related to the programs of these organs or tissues resulting in fever during their healing phase. Two, if the healing phase of the organs or tissues like bronchial mucosa or laryngeal mucosa with fever take place and their corresponding brain edema is located very close to the motor cortex, the pressure of the brain edema on the motor cortex during the epicrisis can result in the fever and epileptic seizures to happen simultaneously. In all these cases, the high fever is taking place during the intense healing process of the organs and tissues mentioned. At the occurrence of conflict tracks, the whole program recurs with the fever and the healing phase associated with the same organs or tissues along with the characteristic muscle twitchings. The whole process is popularly known as febrile seizures. There can have a classification like simple febrile seizure and atypical febrile seizure depending on the time during the seizure, whether it is less than 15 minutes or exceeding 15 minutes respectively. The time duration depends on the intensity of conflict activity and hence the intensity of the healing phase. As I always said, this intensity is again subjective, individualistic or constitutional. This aspect is very much significant for people like me who practice homeopathy. Friends, even though I have treated a number of cases of febrile seizures successfully, I have never known it with its exact understanding till I learned German new medicine. Please do not think that the medical doctors of other modalities also know about its real meaning. I know many cases of febrile conversions where the conventional medical doctors advised patients to continue anti-epileptic treatment for several years and advised to take anti-febrile chemo drugs as a prophylactic treatment for febrile conversions. Self-esteem for a medical practitioner is very much depending upon his right knowledge of the so-called disease condition of the patient. Only the revolution called GNM can give you and your medical practitioner the right knowledge about any so-called disease process. This is the best possible knowledge available now. GNM only can free humanity from the fear of diseases. Learn it well, my dear friends. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.